Today on Updatable, we're talking about Tesla versus gas.
And I'm a special guest. My name is Dathan Treat. I'll be asking questions and providing a little information on this, but mostly done by Sam Treat.
Yeah, so here today we have a simple premise. When you have a car, you have two options, basically. Gas, the conventional version, or electric, with an electric battery. And there are plus and minuses to both. Today we're going to go over both of them. For a Tesla Model 3, for the cheapest you can get, is $37,000. I know it's really expensive, but for a similar car out of gas, it's $20,000. Now, that might seem initially like it's a terrible idea to get an electric car, like at all. But Teslas, compared to gas, have a lot of advantages and a few disadvantages over gas. But anyway, so one of the main pluses for Tesla is they have very low maintenance. Gas cars were made under the premise of maintenance to make their money back. So you have to follow your maintenance schedule, and they follow a thing called planned obsolescence, the planned obsolescence of parts. Parts made to go bad so that you have to get new ones every so often at the auto parts store. But Tesla did away with this with the initial cost. They made their initial cost higher, but there's no planned obsolescence anywhere. You still have to change brakes every around 100,000 to 150,000 miles, but on a comparable Toyota Corolla, you have to change your brakes every 45,000 miles, which is about three times as much when you take into consideration how it works. Now, why it's so low on a Tesla is Tesla has a thing where it uses the motors, the electric motors, that use electricity to turn the wheels. And when the wheels are turning, they have magnetic fields, and you use electricity to make those magnetic fields to turn the wheels. But if you do it right, you can use those magnetic fields and slow the car down and get some of that electricity back. It's called e-braking. And this saves Tesla brakes so much over conventional brakes, because they get to be used way less. Some cars have even gone over 300,000 miles without having to change the brakes.
Do you think a gas car or an electric car would be better in a really hilly place, like, say, San Francisco?
Electric cars have a thing where they can get instant torque. That's what it's called. With a gas car, you have to shift gears, and on an automatic, it does it for you. But on a manual, you have to shift with your hand. And you can feel every time you shift gears. And you have to work to get that power behind your wheels. But with a Tesla, it's all right at your fingertips. There's no gears. You just push on the brake, and it's all instantly there. So you can climb hills very, very well. And then going down hills, you have regenerative braking, and you can get some of that power back. So I would prefer a Tesla going up and down hills.
Okay, that's cool. Just so I can understand a little bit more. So when you're going down the hills, you're not having to push the brake? How does that work?
The brake is built into the car. So when you take off your foot off the gas pedal, it automatically brakes for you. So you can put your foot on the gas if you don't want the electronic brake, even just a tiny bit. And that'll keep it going on and rolling.
Cool. Okay.
One of the other things about Teslas versus gas is with a car, you have to change the oil and you have to change the transmission fluid and you have to change the wiper fluid. With Teslas, there's like zero fluids because it's all just a battery. Except for battery coolant, which you have to change once every 5 years. Every 5 years, you have to change the battery coolant. Otherwise, you'll have to change out the battery, which you don't want to do that. But one of the other things that an electric car can do that gas cars can't is they update over the air. You can literally send waves over your car, over the air, and your car will pick them up and find new ways in other ways to move the wiper even. The wiper can be moved in a certain way that works with the water better. And they test it and they figure it out as it goes along. And you can figure out how best to make your car as time goes along. And this allows for things like performance upgrades, which make your car faster. And also things like heated seats and sometimes even better music playing. With a gas car, you need to go to a mechanic and ask for what you want and upgrade it. And you have to pay for hardware costs. And it can get pretty expensive. Battery changes for an electric car, which is their major downfall that people talk about, is that when they break down, they run around $5,000 to $7,000. For a comparable gas tank, it's about $1,000 to replace it. If you're taking care of your car, though, the battery changes should be about every 15 years. One of the things that's not different among all cars is that, well, one, their tires, you need to change the tires for any car. And they also, if you get in an accident, you need to tow both of them. But another drawback to the Tesla is that if you run out of power or gas for another car, you might be stuck out in the middle of nowhere with no way to charge your car. You have to find a charger or someone with a battery or jumper cables to get you back on the road. And it could take hours. Whereas with a gas car, you call AAA and they give you a few gallons of gas. Or you call your friends to bring you a gas tank.
That's cool.
One of the other pluses to having electric cars is that there are very few moving parts in them. Gas cars have lots and lots of moving parts, and that's how they work. That's how they're made to work, because it's made off of old technology and lots of simple tools. Simple tools wear out. That's just how they work. And when you have less of them, it's a better thing, usually, when it comes to longevity. So when you have an electric car, because they're mostly simple designs, they can... you don't have to do as much maintenance on them. With a gas car, you might have to go in and get your pistons replaced or anything like that. And it's a huge pain in the butt. After 10 years of owning both for a Toyota Corolla and a Tesla Model 3, both a base model, a base for a Toyota Corolla is $20,000. And 25 bucks. Every 45,000 miles, you need to change the brake pads, which run about $230. So that's roughly about 3.3 times in 10 years. So you need to change your brakes again soon after that. And now when you crunch the numbers for that, that's 20,000 plus how much it costs for gas every year, which for gas runs about $2,200 a year under the California gas average right now, which I'll admit is high, but I'm just adding it in for now. And for a base Tesla Model 3, for $37,999.90, sounds like it's so much worse from the get-go. But California wants you to drive an electric car because it's better for the environment. So they'll give you $5,800 to drive an electric car compared to a gas car. And you can take that directly off the price. And now you need to also change the brakes a little bit, But that's basically one time in 10 years. So with how much you save in gas and everything, it runs about $38,000 for 10 years to own a Tesla Model 3. Or in other words, $5,000 cheaper than owning a Toyota Corolla for 10 years. And that's it. That's my breakdown of Tesla Model 3 compared to Toyota Corolla.